Time for Recollections. The National Broadcasting Company invites you to relax and reminisce with Recollections from the early days of radio. In this special series, we delve into the vast NBC library of sound to relive the memorable moments of radio's past, the stars who entertained you then, the special events that thrilled you. And to guide us through these priceless recollections, here is Ed Herlihy.
Thank you, Fred Collins, and good evening, everyone. As advertised, this is Ed Herlihy back once again, same time, same station as we used to say, with more of the great moments from the radio broadcasts of bygone days. I've been going through NBC's great library of sound once again, trying, as usual, to find the things that you have requested. And the result is that this week we will hear, amongst others, John Bowles, Harry Lauder, and Charles Laughton. Now, if there's any performer or any excerpt from a broadcast which you would like to hear once again, just drop me a card. I'll do my best to find it for you and play it. For example, we have a listener in Omaha who has liked Dinah Shore for a long time, as who hasn't? This listener remembers when Dinah got her first big break on the Eddie Cantor Show and would like to hear Dinah now as she was then. Well, here it is. And one thing you'll notice about Dinah then is more than a trace of that sweet southern accent.
Dinah, I want to tell you it's going to be a great pleasure having you on this program.
Thank you, sir.
And Dinah, let me ask you something. Are you keeping company with anyone?
Oh, no, sir.
Well, look, we could kind of, while we're on the floor, go around together like, and, you know, dancing and dining and... Well, Dinah, why don't you say something? Go ahead.
Hit the ramp, Gramp.
Do you mean, Dinah?
I'm afraid I do, Mr. Cantor. You see, I've gotta be good, or Mama will scold me. Yes, 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 yes. I asked her, and this is what she told me. Yes, 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 yes. Mother, may I go out dancing? Yes, my darling daughter. Mother, may I try romancing? Yes, my darling daughter. What if there's a moon, Mama, darling, and it's shining on the water? Mother, must I keep on dancing? Yes, my darling daughter. What if he'll propose, Mama, darling, when the night is growing shorter? Mother, what should be my answer? Yes, my darling daughter. Oh, Mama. Oh, Mama, what if he should insist on one embrace? Mama, how can I keep him in his place if his manner becomes a shade improper?
Tell him that your heart belongs to Papa.
Mother, will it be exciting?
Yes, my darling daughter.
What if he persists, Mama, darling, doing things he hadn't told? Mother, what should be my answer? Yes.
And no.
Singing, Yes, My Darling Daughter. And Dinah, if you ask me what was the best thing in the show, I'd say, Yes, My Darling Daughter, you were. By the way, Dinah, tell me, who's taking you home?
Bobby Sherwood.
That's right, Mr. Cantor.
Oh, Bobby, you played my song so beautifully. Here's a little kiss. Bobby Sherwood, where'd you learn to pucker your lips like that?
I used to thread needles for my grandmother.
That was lovely, Dinah Shore. The first time she appeared on the Eddie Cantor Show, way back when. Another listener asked us for what at first seemed to be a real poser. He wanted to hear once again a certain speech from a certain movie made by Charles Laughton over 20 years ago. Well, quite by accident. The other day in NBC's Library of Sound, I discovered that Laughton did scenes from that movie live from London on November the 15th in 1936 over our NBC facilities, naturally. So here we are. And this is, as our listener called it, Rembrandt's Toast to Women. To bring you quickly up to the point, that is the point where this speech was made in the movie, let's recall for ourselves that Rembrandt's love for his first wife pervaded his whole life. At the height of his fame, seated in a tavern surrounded by his admirers and friends, Rembrandt, played by Charles Laughton, described that love for his wife.
Gentlemen, to the greatest painter of our age, Rembrandt van Rijn.
A master like Rembrandt is never in need of models, gentlemen.
If he is, he can't go on painting his wife all the time.
How should a man want to paint his wife after 7 years of marriage?
There was a man in the land of Oz, and the Lord gave him all that the human heart could desire. But beyond all, this man was in love with his wife.
He must have had a secret.
He had.
I'd like to know it.
He had a vision once, a creature, half child, half woman, half angel, half lover, brushed against him. And of a sudden he knew that when one woman gives herself to you, you possess all women. Women of every age and race and kind. And more than that, the moon, the stars, all miracles and legends are yours. The brown-skinned girls who inflame your senses with their play, the cool, yellow-haired women who entice and escape you, the gentle ones who serve you, the slender ones who torment you, the mothers who bore and suckled you, all women whom God created out of the teeming fullness of the earth, are yours in the love of one woman. How? Throw a purple garment lightly over her shoulders and she becomes a queen of Sheba. Lay a tousled head blindly upon her breast and she is a Delilah waiting to enthrall you. Take her garments from her, strip the last veil from her body, and she is a chaste Susanna, covering her nakedness with fluttering hands. Gaze upon her as you gaze upon a thousand strange women, but never call her yours, for her secrets are inexhaustible. You will never know them all.
Well, there you are, Charles Laughton in the famous Toast to Women speech from the movie Rembrandt, as Laughton did it live from London 21 years ago. Some of you may have been saddened, as I was a few weeks ago, to read of the death of Wynne Murray. I remember back 20 years ago when she was a girl of 17, and everyone on Broadway was excited about her singing in the new Rodgers and Hart review, Babes in Arms. A week after the show opened, Wynne Murray and co-star Ray Heatherton appeared on the Rudy Valley Show in a medley of songs from the new musical.
I travel the plains. In mountain streams I'd paddle, over the Rockies I would trail. I'd harp to the strain of cowboys in the saddle, not very musical but male. I've roamed o'er the range with the herd, where seldom is heard an intelligent word. Did a long little taxi have to keep the change? I'm riding home through my kitchen range, way out west on West End Avenue. Oh, I love to listen to the wagon wheel that brings the milk that your neighbor. Lone prairies so pretty, give me the fountain that belongs at Rodeo City. I will trade your famous serenade.
Ray Heatherton who sings.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing, the clothes you wore, the smile you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things have happened for the first time, seem to be happening again. So it seems that we have met before, and loved before, and loved before, but who
Murray returns the little comedy novelty, Johnny One Note.
Johnny could only sing one note, and the note he sang was this. Ah, poor Johnny One Note sang out with gusto, and just over the band. Was his aim. Couldn't hear the brass, couldn't hear the drum. He was in the class by himself by gum. Poor Johnny One Note got in all Jesus, indeed a great chance he played. He took his one note, howled like the north wind, brought forth wind that made everything great. While there he turned round in his grave, couldn't hear the flute or the trombone. Everyone was mute. Johnny stood alone. Cats and dogs stopped yapping. Lions in the zoo roar. Tell us that Johnny's big friend. Thunderclap stopped laughing. Traffic ceased to roar. And they tell us Niagara stood still. He stopped the train with those boats, with those steam, with those cops, with those small, with those bows, and still. Sing Johnny One Note. Sing out with gusto and just overwhelm all the crowd. So sing Johnny One Note out loud. Sing Johnny One Note.
The lovely voice of the late Win Murray from a broadcast of April 1937. And not long ago, there was another death which saddened the whole world. That was Babe Didrikson Zaharias. In her later years, she was so well known as a golfer that perhaps some of our younger listeners would need to be reminded of her exploits before she took up golf. Well, here she is, recounting some of those exploits in an interview with Smith Ballou 21 years ago.
How did you get started in all this sport?
Well, I never cared much for girls' games, and I didn't like to play house or something active, and so I played the boys' games. And that's what I did when I went to grade school down in Beaumont.
Now, babe, how did you happen to take up track?
Well, we were fooling around a track meet once, and one of the boys handed me a javelin. And to everyone's astonishment, including my own, my first throw broke a world record.
And that was the beginning. Now, what about those 1932 Olympics?
Well, the biggest part of that was the tryout at Chicago. I became a one-woman track team and went into everything. I went into the 80-meter hurdles, the 100-yard dash, the discus throw, the baseball throw, the shot put, broad jump, and high jump.
80 events? Just a quiet little afternoon for you, I suppose.
Well, I was pretty busy, but it was all over in 2 hours. And I won 7 of the events and tied for first place in the high jump.
I bet you were glad to hit the hay that night.
I didn't. I went to a dance.
And I got tired after a few sets of tennis. But what about the Olympics?
Well, I was only in 3 events there. The 80-meter hurdles, the javelin throw, and the high jump. And I made a world record in them all.
Just as easy as that, eh? You break practically every world's record there is, and then you just tell us about it as if it were nothing. What a girl.
I'm sorry, Smith, but I just couldn't help it. It's the knack, I guess. But I've given up track now. I'm a golfer.
And, of course, we all know that she not only took up golf, she took it over. That was the great Babe. Well, your requests certainly have streamed in, and I've certainly tried hard to keep pace with them. But by request, now, we have John Bowles and the great song that he had us all singing in the shower after he introduced it in the Desert Song.
My desert is waiting. You'll come there with me. I'm longing to teach you love's sweet melody. I'll sing a dream song to you. Painting a picture all true. Heaven and you and I and sand kissing a moonlit sky, a desert breeze whispering lullaby, only stars above you to see. I love you. Oh, give me that night divine and let my arms in yours entwine a desert song calling its voice and calling will make you mine.
Certainly was wonderful to hear the desert song sung once again by the man whose name was always associated with it, John Bowles. And so many of you listeners say, please, Mr. Herlihy, tell us what many of the performers are doing today. Well, John Bowles, as far as I've been able to find out, still is very active in the theater. Finally, now we're going all the way back to 1929, when a Scotsman with a crooked stick and a boor right out of the Highlands was one of the world's great entertainers. In response to so many, many of your requests, here he is, the great Harry Lauder.
Yes, I know. Have you not had enough?
All right,
I know. I know what you want. I knew you were a Scotch, wanting as much as you can for your money. I know. It ever has been and will continue, I believe. That a Scot is a Scot, no matter in what land he be. He always takes a something with him far across the sea. The love o' him, the glow o' fame, I seem to hover roon. And when they meet as we hae met, they all creep close and croon.
sings a simple melody, sings a simple tune. Take us back to Scotland when the bluebells are blooming in June. Sing the songs we used to sing when we were toddling roon. Man, it's just like being at Hamelin's in Edinburgh toon. The name of Scotland seems to thrill the very pulse o' men. Is it because we're plain folks frae a humble button then? Or is it because we like fair play and always play the game and can settle doon to circumstance by way aye that thocht o' him? Sing us a simple melody, sing us a simple tune. Take us back to Scotland when the bluebells are blooming in June. Sing the songs we used to sing when we were toddling roon. Man, it's just like being at home the day in dear old Glasgow.
By yon bonny breeze, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love wherever want to give, by the bonny, bonny
that for this session of Recollections. It's always pleasant to be able to comply with your requests, and it's just wonderful to roam around NBC's Library of Sound, hunting down the performers that you want to hear. Just send your request to me, Ed Herlihy, care of NBC, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York. I'll be back with you again next week with more Recollections. Good night, everyone.
Ed Herlihy has been your host on Recollection. Join him next week at this time for more highlights in the history of radio broadcasting. This is Fred Collins. Recollections is an NBC Radio Network production directed by Bob Maurer. Recollections at 30 is another worldwide presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.